We ain't talking about Michael Jordan, fool. We talking about you, Black Ranger. Man, you got some god dang nerve. You got some nerve. You are lucky I'm on the road right now, headed to practice, trying to coach up the youth. Boy, you lucky. You're very lucky I can't get on you right now. After the spew you had on the podcast, you got some nerve the next couple days to get some meds, nigga? Some nerve. Boy, first of all, where's my star sport at? Because them is fire. But I can say that. You can't, nigga.
Kick City.
What is good? What is going on with everybody? We are getting into it right now. Kick City, another episode. Episode number 62, to be exact. Season 4, episode 2, number 62. 4-2-62. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Blaze in the building with the boys. We are back in full effect. We are geared and gassed up and ready to give y'all some sneaker entertainment. And so hope y'all been blessed and had a good week. And so I'll ask the other colleagues how they week been. Marco, talk to us. How's your week been?
Week has been going good. Got a sneakers dub, which is always a great feeling. It's always nice to have that Gotham screen like we was talking about last week. AJ don't know nothing about that. But
right.
Man, you need to just delete your account and create a new account. That's what you should do, because it seemed like when people have new accounts, they hit more often.
I need to find somebody I really want before I delete my account.
Hey, that's man, I'm telling you, I would just delete it and start over. You'll start getting EAs and everything. Watch.
We're going to see.
Find somebody to love. That was just Black Ranger speaking to y'all. Black Ranger, how's your week been?
It's going good. I cannot complain. It's been hot. I tell you that much. Anybody out here in this warehouse world, you've been working in this heat this week. Hey, we're gonna make it. It's just a start though. We're gonna hydrate. A lot of hydration. Keep yourself hydrated. You're gonna make it. Don't be out till 2-3 o'clock in the morning rolling to work. You know, you're gonna hurt a little bit and it's hot. You know, just words of advice from things I did a long, long, long time ago.
Absolutely. Words of wisdom for blue collar worker? Blue collar worker down there, Black Ranger?
Yeah.
Blue collar worker.
I think that's what we call them. I don't know.
That's what we call them.
Gotta be black. I'm sweating all day.
Oh, we. Definitely going to shed some LBs in the summertime. Right. That is the time to shed some LBs. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep moving to Fresh Kick Friday. What is everybody rocking this Friday? And so I'll let Marco take the reins of that. Marco, what you rocking this Friday?
Well, I was supposed to rock these this past Friday, and I didn't. Yes. So since I reneged on that, I'll go ahead and pull them out this week. And that's the Brave Blue 13s for those of y'all that ain't watching and are just listening. We appreciate all viewers and listeners. Gonna pull out the Brave Blue 13 highs for me. AJ, what you got?
I'm gonna go on my Jordan Low. Marco was talking about it prior to the show. My mine's gonna be the low, with the gold tip on it, the gold and white patent joints. I don't even know the proper word, but I just want
gold toes. Gold toe
lows. Yeah, let me say that. Yeah, I was trying to think of a fancy name for it, but anyway. They just some regular lows, you know. No OG, just regular lows, you know. Well, that's a later discussion we'll get into. Blaze, what you gonna be rocking?
Yes, we will. I'll preload this to my sneaker of the week, but I'm gonna bust out the LeBron 9s, Watch the Thrones. Mm-hmm. Like these a lot. Little ring right here. What is this supposed to be? Like a throne somebody sitting on right here.
That's what I'm gonna go with too. Yeah,
I'll rock these right here. Love this sneaker here. Got it at below retail on StockX, so I need to double and triple check to make sure these are legit. I will talk about that also later as well. And so, LeBron 9s, Watch the Thrones.
You, You like those better or the Big Bangs?
Big Bangs, no question. Big Bangs, fair. No question. That's no fair. Question about it. I don't even need to overthink or do anything about that. Big Bangs, they hit. Those Big Bangs, they hit. And so these Watch the Thrones are good, but Big Bangs, I rank all the LeBron, all LeBron's period. That's my GOAT LeBron sneaker right there. So we'll move in. Well, yeah. So we'll shift on to my favorite segment of the week. Definitely my favorite segment of the week. The pickups, good people. We all three done picked up something, whether it was to keep, flip, or gotta have them, flip them, or just keep them. So I am very excited about the pickups from all three of us. So I will go with Marco first. Before we get into anything, I go to Marco first. Then we're going to come back to me, and we're going to end it last with Black Ranger. We're definitely going to do that. So let's just go ahead and shift gears, because since I'm hosting, this is what we're going to do. Marco, go on, do your thing, boss man.
So I picked up the Dunk Low Ciders, which was actually my pick of the week last week from Gifts. Mm-hmm. Yes. These are definitely going on the trade block, but after sitting here talking to AJ prior to the show starting, I think I'm going to hold these for a second, because I think value is going to go up on those, especially when we get closer to the fall. I think more people are going to want those, and that price is going to shoot up, because right now it's kind of relatively low for a dunk of its caliber. It's only like in that $200 range. It's teetering between like $190 and $200 right now. I think this is going to possibly be like a $300 sneaker. So I feel like if I wait a few months, I can probably get more stuff for it versus just doing a quick trade and being foolish. But yeah, that's what I got. Blaze, what you get?
I got a couple of things. I got my sneaker of the week too, the Jordan 6 Midnight Navies. I have those in possession as well. Very happy with that sneaker. It is on the way next week. She'll be grabbing. I got a couple trade things. I got the Rift Blue Dunks the other day. They came out, and so hit on those. Very excited. And I also got the Retro 3 Neapolitans and women's 12, size 12. Yeah, women's 12. And so I put those two will be trading. So I'll keep the Midnight Navies and the Rift Blues and the Neapolitan threes are going to be either trade bait, or I'm going to get rid of them. The threes are jumping up in price. I think if I can get them around 300, or if I can flip them around 300, that's what I'm going to do, because they're not in my size. So they're just going to be sitting. So if I don't get a trade, or if I get $300 for them, I'm going to not give those away, but definitely flip those. And so those are my three pickups for this week. And so last but not least, let's go on to Black Ranger. Black Ranger, we're the viewers. I'm very curious on what you got. Go and talk to them.
So, yeah, you know, as I browse throughout the store throughout the week, you know, things come in the store, things come out of the store. It's things I see in different colorways. You know, it's a lot of waves. It's a lot of colorways out here. You know, sometimes the colorways just hit you and your mind just kind of forget what you're doing. What you get into. So I picked up some Jordan 1s, y'all. You know, they nice. They got some good leather on them, which is very surprising. So for those who are not watching or listening, you see I just said 1s and I kind of didn't say nothing after that.
You like me to get in there? I'll get in there.
This is a very nice white, like a navy color, and it's like little teal on the back of it.
Love it.
Switch out. I'm switch laces too. I'm just doing a whole bunch of shit I don't normally do. I'm switching out the laces. I'm put like a pink lace in it. Like I seen a shirt there to go. It like I got a whole ensemble for it, if that's the right word to use.
Ensemble. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Damn it, y'all bought some mids. Shit, I did it. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I got some mids. I couldn't help it. The color was just nice. I ain't put my foot in it, so I probably ain't gonna like it once I put my foot in it. But at the same time, bought some mids, and the only reason I bought them, all right, Blaze, you know what? Damn it, come on, just get it all out. All right, I finally did it. You know what? What happened last week, it just stuck in my mind. I said, it's the mids' fault. I know it's their fault. And they came out with a color I like, finally. And I was like, you know what? I finally broke down. I talked so bad about it. Okay, I did it. All right, I bought a pair of mids. I shouldn't have said nothing. I should have held on to them and then warm in the wintertime with some pants, and people think they some high ones or something, some OG, goddamn it. But I'm wearing them in the summertime because the summer color, the color is just wonderful. They don't feel like no premium leather, but I feel like some good leather. I feel like it ain't gonna crease when I walk up in it. So, you know, I like it. I may put a little force field inside of it, though. I don't want no kind of creases in it. You got to make sure it don't bend. Blaze, you keep looking at me. I can keep going all day about this to defend my case because the color is nice. The color's so nice, it sold out when it first came out. You want me to say that? There you go. It's out there. But it came out and it was gone. By the end of the day, there were no more sizes left. So, therefore, I must have picked a good mid for my first mid and my last mid. But that's it. I'm done. All right. I'm sorry.
And so for all the viewers and listeners here, we have B-Rabbit here trying to kill himself so doesn't nobody get in there. But there's definitely some corpse for me. There's definitely, you call me Vulture right here. So, you know, I just want to go back because if you listen to the last episode, it's the mid's fault. It was Black Ranger's little soliloquy, I should say, about him just destroying the mids. And so it's not the fact that you bought mids. You know, at the end of the day, you get what you want, buy your sneaker. I'm good with that. It's your money. You pay for it. I have no rights in there. Do we get those disclaimers out the way? Do we get that out the way along with you killing yourself, B-Rabbit, before I get in there? Did I do that good for you? Was that great for you? Did I get all the disclaimers? Did you get all what you had to do, B-Rabbit? If y'all don't know, B-Rabbit 8 Mile. He killed himself at the end, so then nobody had nothing to say. Think you slick. So I'm gonna go, are you good? Because I'm gonna go and get up in there. I'm gonna get up in there.
Whoa,
so
pause.
Yeah, pause. I'm good about my sexuality. You don't need for no pause. Yeah. I'm married with kids. I'll slide up in there. Pause. I'll slide up in there if you would like me to. But you there with the glasses on, have the nerve, the audacity there, Negro. You just said, like, I could see if you bought those mids a month later or 3 months later or, you know, even 4 months later, but the nerve that you had last episode and for you to just spout off that spew that you gave off and then just for you a couple of days later to buy some Jordan mids, Jordan Retro 1 mid. Say it with your chest. Let everybody hear you say Jordan Metro, Jordan Retro 1 mids. That's what I want you to say out loud. That's what you bought. You got the nerve. The nerve.
They ain't no retro.
They read what? They ain't no retro nothing. They mids. They what are they? What are they? Are they lows or are they highs?
Michael Jordan wear mids, goddamn. So I bought a pair of mids. All right.
Oh, Michael Jordan. So we gonna go from blame the mids to blame Michael Jordan, huh? That's what we going with there, Black Ranger.
I seen him in a picture with a pair. I said they gotta be okay to wear.
Shame on you. Shame. A couple days later, could you at least gave it a month? Because I appreciate you being truthful to us and sending it to us in the post, but the nerve of you. First of all, awesome color. Great color. Great. No, you don't say that. I say that. You don't say that. You just fall back. You say nothing. Okay? You just fall back. You got no nerve. The color on them. Fantastic color. Summertime vibes. Summertime tings what I say. But I can say that. But for you to go and buy it and for you to just post it. How dare you? I just want to just attack you in that way. Okay. You have been banned to say anything bad about the mids for the whole summer. So the whole summer, I don't want to see you speak bad about mids until September. Okay. You understand me with that? I think as a viewer, that should be a right for you. Since you bought those 2 days later after the first episode of season 4. That's just what I'm saying. Am I wrong, boss man? Boss man, am I wrong about saying things like that? Am I a little over the top?
Hey, all I can say is we all make mistakes.
Thank you.
We all make mistakes.
I saw the color and I was just like, damn, that's dope. But then I forgot it was mid. That's what happened. I forgot what it was. I forgot it was a mid till I got the box. And I was like, damn, this ain't the right kind of box. So this is a regular Jordan box. This ain't a Jordan 1 box. God damn, they done got me. That's what it was. I couldn't tell when I was getting it. I was confused.
Uh-huh.
I was bewildered. You know, my glasses, you know, I can't really see too well. It was dark. It was dark and I got dark. You know, it was a whole bunch of darkness going on. know, so I thought it was like OG, but they, then I got home and I was like, damn, they made it. But you know, it's cool. Players
make up. They do play a slip up. Yeah, once
know,
again.
You know what? I won't say nothing
for like, uh-huh. three months.
Maybe three months.
Tree of them teams. Tree months, no?
Blaze putting you in timeout, bro.
Just with the mid, you know? First of all, you know, I just want to give great selection of a sneaker in general. And it just so happened that Black Ranger, it's the mid's fault. Marco, I need you to scratch out that episode and say it's Michael Jordan's fault. He led Black Ranger astray with those mids. So there it is. I just want to, you know, we could prolong with these pickups. First of all, it's the pickup of the season right now. I'm just going to just say that for all three of us. It's the pickup of the season right now because he just acquiesced. I have nothing to do, nothing at all. I'm going to go ahead and cop these. Oh, shit. These is mids. I got to explain myself. Okay. All right. Good for you, man. Hey, I'm happy for you.
Hey, you know, we are done with the pickups that we got this week.
He's taking over the hosting duties.
I love it. Go ahead, man.
We are done.
You got it.
Hey, that was a great little pickup for the week. You know, I'm so glad everybody picked up what they picked up. I'm glad, you know, people got the got them screen. Some of us didn't get that screen. We're not that fortunate enough. But, you know, it's cool. You know, I'm glad everybody got what they got. You know, hey, even I got what I wanted, okay?
Yes.
My money, I spend the way I want to spend it. I mean, granted, I had a discount with it because I ain't paying. One thing I ain't paying retail for, I'm going to tell you that right now. I wasn't going to pay on retail. I don't care. The retail was 110. I wasn't paying retail for. They was on a discount. It's the only reason. That's the only reason I got them because they, you know, mids come, they automatic discount when they come. Automatic, they let you know they ain't no good. But still, I got them. Uh-huh. So, you know, with that being said, I'm done. Blaze, my fault. Let me let you go back and do what you were doing.
You know, hey, man, you know, do your thing. Great pickup. And so it was Jordan's fault and I got him on the discount. There it is. I'll just leave it at the end of the story. There it is. So, great pickup segment. If you guys don't know, we are live and definitely crazy with it. And so we're going to move straight on to the gifts segment. And so our three favorite, we're going to give our description of our favorite gifts of the week that is coming up. And so May 15th through the 21st, we're going to tell you what we like and see if the rest of us like this sneaker in general. So it will be a gotta have them, flip them or sleep for cheap. And so I'm gonna get into that. So Black Ranger is gonna get into that first. He's gonna go ahead and go with his first sneaker. I can't pronounce it, so I'm not. So I'm gonna go ahead and let him fall back and let him get to describing that. So Black Ranger, go and do your thing.
Yep. You know, we tried to announce it before the show started, and I still can't. Marco, can you just say it? Just say the first, you know,
this New is Balance. New Balance and Jound collaboration.
All right, we got a New Balance and Jound collaboration. The 990 V3s, brown and black. You know, retail anywhere from I heard 230 to 250. So we're gonna say over the 200 to 3. It's a very I like the suede, the material of the brown on the shoe, the black, that little black hints in it. It's kind of like the shoe Marco got, not like the shoe, but like the color, like that fall color, like something that you think about in the fall time. So it's a very nice shoe. I guess it's majority of it is like that brown suede of it. Then you got the midsole is going to be like all solid black. The laces is kind of like, I want to say laces, like black and is it like black and green in the laces? I'm sorry, y'all. You know, let me get them all.
They just black.
It's black. Okay. All right, but you got the regular black laces. You got like a, is that like a net material in the toe box of it, I want to say?
Yeah, you got a mesh with the material mesh, on the toe. Yeah,
with the mesh material. See, I'm trying to get better at this. You got the mesh material on the toe with the little blacks going through it, little black streaks going through it. So I think it's a very nice shoe. What we got on the back of it, we got the 990 on the back to let you know what you're rocking. You know, we're like, most New Balances, there should be a very comfortable shoe. It's going to be a shoe I'm definitely going to say I got to have. I'm going to shoot my shot for it. I mean, it's my pick of the week. So what y'all think?
I'll jump in there. For me, they're trash. Yeah, nothing that I'm grabbing, especially not at this $200 to $300 price point, hell no, I'm good. Yeah, trash for me, Blaze.
These are definitely, and I didn't mention this about the gifts. It is definitely trade bait for me. I definitely would get them. Have them in my possession, look at them. They're between like a gotta have them. I like the, it looks like a boot. And so the colors of them and stuff like that. Yeah. So definitely not a summertime deal, which we're focusing on. Well, just what season we're in, we're not focusing on, it's the season that we're in. But it's definitely a fall winter sneaker. And so I like them in particular. I think because I'm kind of a fiend for New Balance, I need to get a pair. I want a pair of New Balances. And so I don't mind that color. I like the little like chocolate olive brown around it. And so it's enticing to me, but I think I would trade them and see what I can get for them, especially for that price point. Cause you're paying, after that, you're paying about, if they're 250, you're paying close to 275, 280 with tax. So I'm sure you can probably get two sneakers from them if you trade them. And so they would be, at the end of the day, they would be a trade bait for me. Between trade bait and gotta have them, but at the end of the day, yeah, they are definitely they're a nice shoe in my opinion. So yeah, I'll go with that. Marco, what do people say about them?
So 29% of people said gotta have them. Nobody said flip them. 57% of people said trash, and 14% of people said sleep or cheat.
50% of people kind of make me upset. I just want y'all to know that. I appreciate you listening and liking and all that good stuff, but y'all just pissed me off right there. Y'all, 50% of the people said it on my head. Damn.
Flip. Yeah.
57 to be exact.
Oh my.
Damn.
Shots at Black Ranger Earl.
Damn. First to me is now this. Y'all, what I do to y'all?
All right, flip. Yeah, they are a flip for me, Margo. Let me make sure I get that right. Yes. So we will move on to my sneaker of the week. And so my sneaker of the week is the Nike LeBron 9 Low LeBron Palmer. And so I like these. Well, they're my sneakers, so obviously I like them. We got to get those out the way. Any sneaker that we choose, we're not going to like. We got to find some sneakers that we could just be like, you know what? We trash these as well. These are the sneakers right now for this episode that we like. So as we're looking in, the LeBron 9 Low LeBron Palmer. And so this is the 10th anniversary of the LeBron 9. And so if you guys are seeing a lot of LeBron 9s come out this year, this is the reason for it. It's the 10th anniversary of the LeBron 9s. And so these were worn by LeBron 9 during when he played for the Miami Heat between 2011 and 2012. And so you guys seen the big bangs. I've thrown out the Watch the Thrones. And so they're coming out with a low. I hope it's for the summer vibes with it. And so it's probably one of my favorite LeBron 9 lows in particular. And so basically, if you don't know what a Arnold Palmer or a LeBron Palmer is, it is a half and half lemonade and sweet tea. And so it is inspired by that. And it basically was made for LeBron James in 2012. I said that. And so it was created, or it is made with the tropical upper pair around it. And so you guys can see like the tropical trees and all that other stuff. I would say it's between like green and turquoise around it for the most part. And it has nice hints of orange, as you guys can see around it. And so I pretty much enjoy this one, just for the simple fact that it has the palm trees around it. The green palm trees just make it pop. And so when you add in that orange with it around the Nike swoosh, and basically the midsole is green, and then the bottom of it, the bottom sole of it is orange. And so I don't know what to make about the other green. I see the green around the shoestrings. What is that, like a beige around most of it, like the midsole or in that area? So
you're saying like, you know, where the air unit is at?
Yes, sir. Yeah, air unit.
That's like an orange down there.
Right. And so right below it, I would say below it. What is like, that color?
Like this? I think it's like milky, like that same lemon type yellow that you have up here. It's a milky version of that.
Yes. And so I would say like milky or lemon lemon type between the midsole and just the bottom of it. And so at the end of the day, I like it. It's got LJ on the back of it, silver with the crown, of course, around it. But it gives great accents around, like I said, with the palm trees being green and some of the hints of orange. And so it is definitely a nice summertime sneaker that I'm going to try to grab. They come out and on the 19th, and so May 19th. And so I'm hoping to grab them. And so, Marco, what's your thoughts on this sneaker?
So the 19th is actually my birthday. So
nice.
I don't
full
know.
Season. If I'm actually... out here, my fault.
But yeah, I'm not sure if I'm actually gonna go for these when they very first drop, just because it seems like LeBron retros you can almost wait on. Like, you're not gonna find them in a store per se, but if you want to get them, you can get them at basically retail prices on the resale sites. So I think that this would be something that I would wait on, or I would try and get via trade. It's nothing that I think I would go after that day. So for me, I think it's gonna be a sleep for cheap. AJ, what's your thoughts?
Man, you could have just came straight and said trash like you did mine. But it's a sleeper cheap. Like Blaze said, like the colors, the palm trees, everything in it. Like, y'all know me, I like bright shit. Orange is one of my favorite colors, and they got the hints of it up in there, but I ain't gotta go after it for $200. I be saying that like I don't spend $200 on Jordans, but still, like my man Dom Kennedy say, don't wear LeBron to the club and shit's ugly. So that's how I feel sometimes when I see LeBron, and I be like, I want to wear him out somewhere, but it's like, nah, I gotta just, go to the mailbox in them or to the grocery store in them. I can't go out with them. I mean, they ain't gonna look right in the club. So, it's gonna be a sleeper cheap for me though.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. And it's pretty good for y'all. Before I said that, the price range is $200 before I'm messed up. Well, not messed up, but before I get into that, or what Mark will get into what the people say about them, the price range is $200. So I totally get what y'all, you definitely don't have to get them now and then, especially for that price range. Maybe you can wait until it dies down in resale price or anything of that nature, but I got to have them now. I love LeBron's. And so, especially the nines, so I got to have them. So, Marco, what do people say about the nines?
So, 21% of people said got to have them. 14% of people said flip them. 43% of people said trash. And 21% of people said sleep for cheap.
It's been a trash week.
It's just been a trash. Maybe we don't need bring up a trash sneaker. Maybe the viewers are just say, they're just talking bad about how we get just our taste and stuff,
Right.
You know what, man, boy? I try to tell you, let me keep calm because we need y'all. Obviously, we appreciate y'all, but boy, we gotta get some of these viewers on the show,
right?
Okay, because I'll be like, let me see the sneaker you want to rock, okay?
Right?
Are you talking trash? Yes. So moving on to Marco's pick of the week. Marco's going to explain his pick of the week, and so. Probably the hypest sneaker of the week. And so Marco's right. Going to get into it. So talk to us.
All right. So to give y'all my sneaker of the week, it is the Jordan 4 Military Black. I put $200, but I think these are actually going to be $210. They're dropping on 521. So this coming Saturday, if you're listening to this on Monday, they're coming out this coming Saturday. But these are basically military blues, if anybody's familiar with those already, which most people that are sneakerheads that are listening to the show should be pretty familiar with that sneaker. Basically, every place that you have that military blue, you replace that with black in this sneaker. So all white leather upper with the traditional netting on like the mid panel and in the tongue where you have the black behind the netting there. You have the wing pull tabs there, which have the black lace loops and lace locks there on the edges. You have the black heel tab with the white Jumpman on the back there, black Jumpman on the tongue. You got the gray suede going through the toe and the toe box there. You have some white in the midsole. black in the midsole as well. And of course you have a black sock liner behind the tongue and then white sock liner throughout the rest of the ankle area there. The leather looks like it's partially tumbled in some areas. I would be very curious to see what the quality is on this sneaker. Because you know, there's a lot of quality control issues with Jordan brand. You'll have one Jordan that is premium and then you'll pay premium price for something that's trash. So, you never know what you're going to get with Jordan brand. I mean, and this might be one of those massively produced sneakers. So it's probably going to have some trash materials on it, to say the least. But for me personally, these are going to be flippers, just because it's nothing that I necessarily got to have, but I know it's going to be a lot of people that are going after them, especially since fours have become the new it sneaker. They're replacing Jordan 1s on that totem pole there. So this would definitely be a flip for me. It's trade bait. Blaze, what's your thoughts?
These will be a flip for me as well. I'll be going after them, the flip. And yeah, it just teases me about the military blues. And so just give us those. Just hurry up and just let us get those. Those are a classic sneaker. And so I know, you know, with Jordan trying to do with different colors and stuff like that, we are suckers for Jordans that look alike, just in a different color. And so sometimes Jordan to get us, but this one, no for me. So just going to make me angry about them being military blues. And so definitely a flip. So Black Ranger, what's your thoughts?
I'm kind of with y'all. And second what Mark was saying, they're definitely mass produced. There's going to be a lot of them out there. Just to let y'all know, I feel like if you want it, you will be able to get it. Just from what I have seen, I've seen a lot of them coming in. So I feel like you will be able to get them if you really want them. I'm kind of with y'all. I think I'm like, it's one of them shoes, like I think I want it, but I'm gonna treat it like an Air Force. Like it's just gonna be just like a regular white shoe to me. Like it's nothing special about it to me. I put it on, wear it for a day. I probably won't wear it no time soon again. Like, but like I said, that military boots, we need that. But this is just a plain white and black shoe. Like it don't do nothing for me. A little hint of gray is all right in it, but it's gonna be a sleeper cheek. That's how I feel. I know they ain't gonna. It's gonna be a sleeper cheek. They ain't gonna call it trash. I don't want to flip it. If that shoe happened to stick around for a couple weeks and I can get a discount on it, I'll get it then. So it's going to be a sleeper cheek for me on that.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like something that you just got to have, honestly.
Right.
Yeah. But to give y'all what the people said, and this just shows you, like you said, everybody's going to want these just because they Jordan 4s right now. 44% of people said got to have them. 44% of people said flip them. 6% of people said trash, and 6% of people said sleep for cheap. So,
these Negroes just want it because it's a joy. They don't even care no more. You know, they don't care. I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to call y'all Negroes like that, but I'm just saying, y'all just want it because it's a four. It ain't got nothing special to it, like nothing. Knowing I'm saying that, like I had the Columbia Fours myself, like they just nothing but a white with some little blue in it. But the leather on it is real. The leather is immaculate on that.
That was some good leather on that. That was some nice leather on those.
All right, like, but not this.
you know what these remind me of? They remind me of the Jordan 4 alternates from a few years ago. Y'all remember them? That's exactly what they remind me of. I think it's going to be about the same quality as what those were.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. So yeah, that will end our gift segment for this week. And so those three, and so those are what we are going to, we got to have them or we're going to flip them. And so shifting gears, moving on to my segment in particular, getting back into it, Blaze's Jordan's top 100 holy grails. And so we're going to jump right into it, get cracking with that. And so We'll go with that. And so getting into number 95 is the Jordan 14 Winterize S or SE special edition. These came out last year, 2021. Man, it feels like 5 years ago in 2021. Mm-hmm. So just keeping in mind with that, I'm like, damn, these came out in 2021. Godly. And so, it's definitely world, number 90.
You know, the world was a little different 2020, 2021. Like, it just feel like it was so long ago. You know, that's all that is. The world was, yes, wasn't right.
Not at all. It was definitely a hell of a shift. And so number 95 is the Jordan 14 Winterized Special Edition. It is the Archo Brown, it said, or I would just say beige or whatever. I think everybody just beige, like beige. I just think of these sneakers like one of my kids is like just beige. Biracial kids is beige. And so it is made primarily, the quality around the sneakers primarily for the winter. And so it has a nice premium water resistant upper. Also has black and white down below the outsole with it, and also has a hint of red, and so definitely pops with red shoestrings. Well, Marco, yes. What's up?
Yes, I was gonna say that's what sets this shoe off, is those red laces. I think that's why I don't like those New Balances that AJ had for his pick of the week. It's just they too plain.
Right.
The military blacks are too plain.
And that's why I'm flipping them boys. I ain't keeping them.
And so winter, those are my 95. That's my number 95 of it. Tops with it. I have that pair, and so I need to remember to say the pairs that I have. And so shifting gears, going to number 94, that is the Jordan 7 Sapphire Special Edition. These came out about 2-3 weeks ago. I think this is a lovely sneaker. I definitely worn these. I have these in my possession, worn them before. Love it. It has, once again, beige, what I would say, or a nice little shimmer to it around the sneaker for the most part. Also has hints of black, purple, and pink. And so quality sneaker. I don't like the price point of them. I don't think they're special edition, but they're sapphires. And so I guess what Jordan says, that is just exactly what we're going to do with that. And so, we're going to fall into that. And so moving on to number 93, we have the Jordan 7 Tinker Alternates. And so not the actual Olympics, but the alternate of them. These came out in 2016 to be exact, during the Olympics. And so nice little alternate sneaker. It is mess around basically in white metallic gold coin, and it has royal blue around it with a nice little hint of red. And so it has a nice lovely white leather. And so I definitely slept on this sneaker. I want to grab it. I don't have it. I think these went on sale for the most part. And so Sevens, giving love to Sevens on its 30th anniversary. This is probably why they're coming out with a nice pair. So, or a bunch of pair of Sevens. I hope they do. I hope they come up with these on like a restock or something like that. And moving on to 92, number 92 is the Jordan 8 Take Flight. Oh my goodness. This sneaker right here, definitely slept on. People don't like 8s in particular. Not a big fan. People are not a big fan of 8s. So, this came out in 2017, and so it has a olive green, or you could just say olive, for the most part around the sneaker, with it has bits of hints of like black. And then what sets it off for me is the orange at the bottom of the sneaker, kind of at the bottom of the sneaker. So if you add that olive green, that black with that hint of orange, I love this sneaker. And so definitely sneaker that I tried to get in 2016. When I was trying to get it, 2017 to be exact, I'm sorry, 2017, when I was trying to get this sneaker. And so definitely missed out on this one. And so definitely sad about that. And so hopefully to add that to my collection to complete my holy grail. And so
those were playing off of what, those fours that came out in like that same type of colorway. Mm-hmm.
Take Flight 2? Or
no, they was, I can't think of the name of those. But it was like a four that was like the same colorway. And I think that's what these were playing off of.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like that olive green, and then it had like an orange Jumpman on the tongue. It was, I had to look them up. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Got you. Moving on to the last pair, number 91. And I like this sneaker a lot. Jordan 15 Obsidian. People don't like 15s. People don't like anything past 12s, honestly. 12s or 13s. Let me get 13s, let me not do that. Yeah, anything past 13s, people are like, yeah, I'm good. But I like this 15 a lot. And so it came out in 2017 as well. And so this is a basically obsidian blue, basically the most part around the sneaker. And it also has a hint of white on the top of this, on the top of the sneaker. So where the shoestrings hit on the side, where it has that kind of, I think, kind of underrated Jordan logo on the side of that white with it. And also at the bottom with the hint of white. And so Jordan Obsidian. And so I love the heel of it. And so I, once again, I'm going to talk about this again. That's the probably the most underrated part of this sneaker is the heel of it with the Jumpman sign. And it also pops with that white. And so you add that obsidian blue and it just pops with this sneaker. And so definitely a dope sneaker. I think wear with some jeans and get it going. And so I like this list right here. 95. Obviously, I like this list. This is my list, damn it. Holy grail. What am I saying? Obviously, I like this. I like all of these. And so how I match them up, out of the five, I don't have three of them. And so I'll be looking to get those probably from a resale. And so that's my list. So what do you guys think about that list? 95 through 91.
I have the 14s, like you said there. That's the only pair that I have out of that list. I'm not the biggest fan of sevens or eights, so or 15s for that matter. So like you said, you giving love to those. I mean, that's big ups to you. I did find out which sneaker it was that's close to that eight that we were talking about just a second ago. Is this one right here. The Jordan 4 Undefeated. That's what it is.
Undefeated, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and those bad boys are selling for a lot. You see that?
That's something wrong with my screen.
15 racks. 15 racks was the highest bid. Lord,
They can keep that. They can keep them.
Well, that's a car.
They can keep them. That's a whole vehicle.
They undefeated, all right.
Yeah, they show off.
That shit is that price is undefeated. It ain't Lord.
In the words of LeVar Ball, never lost. Okay.
You're right.
Oh my goodness. AJ, what's your thoughts on the list?
I like 15s. I really want 15s to come back. Like I want the all like solid black pair. Like that's probably my favorite one.
Yes.
The black pair. Like I feel like that's like a real clean shoe. I know people like the tongue of it is ugly. I don't give a womp about what they got to say about it. 15s are one of my favorite Jordans that I know probably will never see again. I like the 15 lows too. So that's just to put that out there too. I used to have them back in the day. I don't know why I was trying to hoop them. That's probably why my ankles ain't no good now. Trying to hoop in lows. I didn't, because Jordan lows back then was not meant to be hooped in. So, but, I definitely like that. So I don't know if you got the all black one on your list or not, but I know I like the all black 15. Mm. That Winter Rise 14, yeah, I really want that shoe, but I may have to pay that extra for it. Them sevens, the
Sapphire joints.
Sapphires, yeah. I really fumbled on that. I know I think I talked about it last week. I'm not sure or not, but yeah, I didn't like the shoe until I saw it like out on somebody's foot and I was like, damn, that shoe is nice. Like that, I don't know the only person had to get an outfit on with it. I just seen it and it was just like, yeah, it looks better on somebody's foot than it looked in like when I had it in my hand. So, but I'm all with the list. Eights is very underrated, like you said. Like, I don't know when the last time an eight came out. Now I'm thinking about it. So, but I'm with it. Like I said, because you said that was 2017 when that one came out. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a while before we see some eights again. So, but yeah, so far so good. I ain't mad at you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, man. And then those black 15s are definitely be on my list. And so, okay. Yeah, absolutely. You gotta throw those in. Those will be in later in the weeks coming. And so, yeah. I just trying to, I try to think about it, trying to make sure I have them in my thoughts. And so, I have them all jumbled up on the list, but I'm just like, how would I rank these? And so it definitely takes some time to think. And so, yeah, definitely ask some of my students what the, what they thought about that. And so, you know, got to get, you know, sometimes you got to ask the kids because they know better than adults from time to time. Don't forget that. So
any of your students be tuning in?
Man, listen, they be, you know, when I post them on there, they're like, what is that? And I'm just like, you know, just a podcast. And so I tell them, hey, I like to lay my hair down. And so, you know, my hairline is really pushed back pretty clear. So it's pretty laid back in particular. So they do. And so shout out to my students that have listened in, but I don't tell them. They just tune in. And so they let me know. So definitely with that. So shout out to my students, though. Good year.
Shout out to the kids, man. You know, give the kids some love. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So Blaze's Holy Grail 95 through 91. Please tune in to next week. I have another five laced out for you guys. And like I said, let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you would rearrange some things. And so, yeah, we can get into it about that, but they are locked in and solid because damn it, this is my list. And so let's shift gears. Once again, let's get into the sneaker topics of the week that we have. We have a couple for everybody. One of them is very, very, very controversial, to say the least. And so I'll get into it and I'll talk about it. So Nike has beef with StockX, and so StockX has came try to clap back, but you know, it's kind of what it is. And so Nike bought four fake sneakers from StockX, including the Jordan 1 patent breads. And so Nike is now suing StockX for basically selling fake sneakers to them. And so if StockX would sell fake Nikes to StockX, obviously they would sell them to Joes like you and I. And so it's just kind of just thinking about that, how Nike just put StockX on blast like that. And the response from StockX was pretty weak. And then they tried to make some kind of cut down on fees and whatever the case may be. And that was only like a temporary thing. And so it kind of makes people fall back from StockX. And it kind of made me fall back, really. I've been a big fan of GOAT now, from past, like StockX has been hacked into accounts. People have been buying sneakers off their accounts and taking sneakers from me in particular. And this looks like Marco and that in general. And so I've really been leaning on GOAT in particular to get my sneakers from, just because the fees and the cost, and, you know, they have different ways you can pay for it. And so GOAT has definitely did a better job than StockX. And this with Nike hasn't made it things any better. And I say that, watch Nike say that GOAT has been selling them fakes too. And so, you know, yeah, you never know. You play a risk game when it comes to buying resale sneakers. And so that's just the game we play. And so Nike played that game and they burned StockX from that. And so I'll start with Marco first. What's your thoughts on StockX and Nike beef?
First and foremost, I hope that this stops these young kids from wearing these StockX tags on their sneakers. Mm. Stop doing that, first and foremost. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If I see y'all out here doing it, I'm coming with a pair of scissors and I'm cutting that shit off.
There it is. Oh.
But
hey, while we there, hold on. I'm sorry, Mark. Blaze. I know. I'm sorry. If you got meds, please don't have a StockX little sticker on it, because I definitely seen that. it just hit me when Mark said that. So I definitely saw a nigga with some meds and he had a StockX.
He advertised that he paid over retail.
For some meds.
I was hot. So I just wanted to get that out. All right.
You should be.
Okay. All right. I'm done. All right.
Mark, I'm dead. That's good.
Oh, Lord. Jesus. Why he do that?
Right. I wish I would have took a picture, because I'm like, it was the wildest thing I've seen. Like, in sneaker world, like, it's a mid, really. So I feel like he probably took that from something else and just put it on there. He didn't know no better. I'm gonna say that.
Some of these people that are wearing these StockX tags, they need to be educated. But anyway, that's beside the point. I don't know. I mean, I complained about StockX there at the end of last season with all their fees and everything like that. Like, you'll see a sneaker and then you paying $40 to $50 in fees. That's has already been outrageous. And now to find out that y'all letting fakes pass through. I mean, after we seen that authentication that eBay is doing too, I mean, they ain't too much better. You seen that girl sniffing the sneaker and saying the font look right and all this different stuff. And it's like, is she really inspecting this sneaker? I mean, she didn't do a great job there. But anyway, I mean, you got to trust in these authenticators to actually do their job, right? So, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess you could do your own due diligence and checking yourself too once you get it, because there are apps and different things that you can go through and check it yourself. And I think you can still return stuff to StockX and GOAT if it's within a certain time period. Not a lot of people know that, but you can do that if it's within a certain time period. It's kind of unfortunate this happened to StockX, especially on the Jordan 1 patent, because I'm in the market for one of those, as y'all know. I've been searching for that for my wife for quite some time. I just don't like the price point on these and can't seem to work a deal on Trade Block to get them either. So it is what it is. But I can't really talk too bad about StockX, because I did just recently buy a pair off of StockX for my wife for Mother's Day. I bought her the Aleli May Jordan 1 Comfort Zooms, the Khalifas.
Yes.
So I got her those, which I don't think that those had any trouble, and I got them for a pretty good price. It was only like $60 over retail, so it wasn't that bad. Of course, the fees hit me too, but that's beside the point. Anyway, I don't know. I think StockX is kind of trying to do everything that they can. I feel like they kind of backed into a corner, especially with Nike kind of double suing them right now, because they not only have this suit for the fakes, but they also have the suit for the NFTs as well. A lot of people remember about. So when they was putting all them NFTs out there, and the NFTs was costing more than the actual sneakers, and you could trade in the NFT for the actual sneaker, but the NFT cost more than the sneaker, which didn't make any sense at all. But I don't know. I think StockX is they are going to have to do some damage control. I think for one, if y'all really want to bring customers back y'all way, y'all need to lower these fees. Y'all charging people tax,
no doubt.
Charging people a processing fee, and y'all charging people shipping on top of that. Why am I paying a processing fee and shipping on top of that? Right. That don't make no sense. Who charges shipping and handling still? Like, who does that? People just charge shipping for the most part. Tax, StockX. I understand. I get tax, but they didn't used to charge tax either. As long ago as 2020, they weren't charging tax. They were only charging you like an $8.95 processing fee, and that included your authentication. Now you have three fees, which, like I said, equal to, it depends on the price point of your sneaker, but they high. But I'm off my soapbox. AJ?
Well, I've never got anything from StockX just because them fees was too high. I've been with GOAT. I mess with GOAT. I feel like GOAT does it right when I see that card and I see all the holes punched in it. I'm like, all right, they did their job. I don't know if StockX gives a card out when the shoe comes to you. I don't never order from them, so I couldn't tell you. But I know when I got mine from GOAT, I'm like, yeah, all these holes are punched. Somebody did their job. I think they did their job. Well, that's what, let me say that.
Keyword think.
Yeah, I think they did their job. I felt more secure about it when I got it. So I'm gonna say they did their job. But the situation with StockX, I really feel like it's very unfortunate, because it's a lot of people. I mean, StockX is like the first retail place, I guess, to get shoes from. So I'm like, they started it. I really feel like they started it. And it's just like, for y'all to start it and then for this to happen to y'all. And how do you sell fake shoes at Nike? Like, what was going on that Nike bought some shoes from y'all and y'all sent some fake ones to Nike? Like, did they send it to somebody like that just worked for Nike or something? Or how did that, anybody know how that went?
It was probably a sting operation.
Yeah. So, that don't even make, so y'all in the wrong. At the end of the day, y'all in the wrong. It's probably a lot of people up there that's upset. Because I know these fake shoes, they out there. They are out there. And they are very hard to tell that they are fake. Unless you all up on somebody's foot. And ain't nobody, that's just, we ain't doing all that. Like, you see them from afar. If you're in the sneakers, like you're in the sneakers, you can tell some of them fake when they come by your face. But sometimes they're getting good out here. They're getting good. I'm going to tell you that much. So I just feel like it's very unfortunate for StockX. anybody that's still, you know, shot with stock is, I hope y'all the best. Just know, I say get a double check. I mean, shit, I still want to get a check on my shoes when I get them. So I understand. So it's always good to have more than one check. So just like when you go buy a car, you don't buy the first car. You know, you get a couple quotes on it. You want to get the right price for it. You want to get the right check on them. So I do better. Just do better.
Yeah, I second that. Yeah, it's just crazy that I have to double and triple check on some sneakers, like, you know, like I have to do, like, just like what AJ said, just like with a car or something like that, just to make sure that everything's like legit. And so
especially when I'm paying you fees for this.
Yes. Like, yeah. Right. Like I'm paying you hard earned money, my money. And so I expect, especially if you're paying people, like, do their job. How hard is it for you to do your job? And so it shouldn't take a Nike Gate episode for you to make sure everything is good to go. And so, yeah, I mean, we do. People lean to StockX because, you know, that was one of the father figures in resale. And right. So that's just what, and people endorse them. And so, you know, you trust people around you to do that. And so, you know, at the end of the day, just like anything else, you just got to be careful. And so, you know, and whether you think about it or not, people are watching you. And so it's good to just have that case in the nature too. And so, StockX, do better.
Like somebody told me, you can't do wrong or prosper. It always come back on you. So StockX, you can't do wrong. It's going to come back on you. And it came back on you.
No doubt. I feel that. And so moving on to the next sneaker topic and a lighter one that we can get into. And so, well, I guess not a lighter one. I guess a good predicament with this. And so I say a good and good because
good
of Kyrie.
And good, right.
Good and good. Damn it, Kyrie. So Nike is unlikely to re-up Kyrie's past sneaker contract with Nike. And so I definitely understand. Kyrie blasted Nike one time his last year with posting about a sneaker and saying, this isn't mine. And if you guys buy this, this is trash and this and that. And so I think of Kyrie's comments with that and with COVID in general, people just aren't vibing with Kyrie right now, no matter how great of a player he is. And so people aren't vibing with him. And so Nike is taking the initiative of not re-upping his contract with Nike. And so with that in mind, with him being moved on and him going to another sneaker lineup. And so God bless him with that. And so people are talking about Ja Morant up for a Nike signature. And so my question is, do you guys feel that Ja Morant should get that with him? Or do you feel that somebody else should get a signature sneaker? And so with Kyrie being pushed to the side, what's you guys' thoughts on the next person to come into effect? Obviously people feel Ja Morant from this season and all the things that he did. So Ja Morant has been killing it with Nike in particular, with everything he wears. And so shout out to Ja Morant. Hopefully he gets healthy soon and the Grizzlies come back next year, ready to rock and roll. And so I'll swing it over to Marco. Marco, what's your thoughts on Nike getting rid of Kyrie and who should be up next? You think Ja should be up?
First off, good riddance to Kyrie.
There it is.
When's the last time you said, you know what, that Kyrie sneaker is fire? Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
Then we need that little music.
It's been a while since you looked at a Kyrie sneaker and you say, yeah, that's fire. I need that. Which I do regret not buying the Kyrie ones because I remember them being in the outlets and I was like, man, I should probably grab a pair of those. I never did, but it's beside the point. And Kyrie's just in general, I don't really care for the guy anyway. So I feel like he's a cancer to every team he goes to. And that's just my personal opinion. He made Boston worse. Brooklyn was part-time. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a different story for a different day. If we jump into sports talk, we could talk about Kyrie all day. I mean, he never shows up 100% to any team, except for maybe Cleveland for a year, but that's it. Not even at Duke was he there 100%. You should know about that, AJ. Yeah, you're a Duke fan.
I know. that Negro, that Negro only played like 10 games. Boy, very it's all right, but keep going. My bad.
But yeah, you know, Kyrie, I mean, good riddance. I mean, you're messing up your own bag. You was talking bad about the company that's producing your shoe. Why are you messing up your own bag? You don't do that. Unless you already got another deal set up, you don't mess up your own bag. But anyway, I definitely think that Ja Morant should be the next up. He's ushering in this new roster of talent. I mean, between him and Melo Ball, I think they're probably the two most exciting young talents in the league right now. Ja is a high flyer. I mean, I hope he doesn't lose his athleticism, but I mean, he reminds you of like young D Rose and young Russell Westbrook with his explosiveness. So I definitely think he deserves his own signature shoe. And I think it could usher in a new era for Nike as well. I mean, LeBron is old in the tooth. KD is kind of on the back end of everything. PG's never really took off because people forget that PG even has his own signature shoe.
Right.
Kyrie, as you can see, is fumbling the bag. AD is on the roster, but don't have a signature shoe because, I mean, most of the time they don't give big man signature shoes. I think the last person that really had a big man signature shoe that sold was what, Shaq?
I mean, can we say Tim Duncan when he was with, when they had the little, wasn't that like his shoe?
That sold?
That Foamposite, that shoe sold.
Hyperposite? Those Hyperposites? Well,
yeah, that Hyperposite sold. You trying to
sold to who?
Yeah,
that's
like,
right.
Yeah,
like, ball players, they didn't sell as a casual sneaker.
You know what? We'll say that for later discussion.
I think that was
also KG though too, because
that's why I'm like maybe Tim KG Duncan. When he was with the Timberwolves. Yeah,
yeah. I still got a pair of them KG joints. Yeah.
Because KG and Tim Duncan was on the Nike roster at the same time, and then they both left and went to Adidas.
Yeah.
Their shoes over at Adidas were trash, but. Right. The only person that had a dope Adidas sneaker is T-Mac, in my personal opinion.
D-Rose, like, first couple pair, I think, was all right. But then after that,
D-Rose still got a signature shoe that you don't care about. Like,
nobody knows.
When's the last time you bought a D-Rose sneaker? Or you even said, you know what, let me check out this D-Rose sneaker.
Unless you play for a college that's sponsored by Adidas, only reason D-Rose sneakers is getting worn.
Honestly, there's a lot of Adidas sneakers you don't care about.
I mean, like the last Adidas sneaker that we brought into effect was when AJ brought out the James Hardens.
Those were the SpongeBob SquarePants under the sea joints that we talking about, and didn't nobody care about them neither.
I was just saying what AJ bought, you know, Black Raider, what he bought, the last Adidas. I don't want to bash on him too much. We already got that out the way.
Speaking of James Harden, what is up with this guy, man? They say that he can't play in any city that has a predominant Black strip club there. They say he's always in the strip club.
Philly got one?
They got Onyx, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure Onyx is a franchise there.
I didn't know. I didn't know. Well, you know, I thought he did. He thrived.
I haven't been to Philly personally, but I think Onyx is in Philly too. I don't think it's just in Dallas.
I feel like he thrived in Houston, and they known for the strip club.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Imagine
if he went to Atlanta. Lord Jesus.
Hey, he may average 50. he need that money.
No, he would average 2 points. He can't focus.
He need that. That's gonna give him the focus he need, because they ain't coming to you when you're losing. They don't want you. You ain't got no money. This man, I don't know how true the story is. This man got a whole jersey retired inside the strip club in Houston. Right.
Yeah.
That's when he was doing the most damage, was in Houston. OKC, he was just trying to come and become himself. He got to Houston. He got the strippers around him. He started putting up triple doubles, getting MVPs. The strippers want to be around that. They ain't got that in Brooklyn. That's why he gained weight, because he couldn't go to strip club in Brooklyn. Wasn't none of that in Brooklyn. What's in Brooklyn? They stripping in Brooklyn. It's too cold.
Blazing, look like you got something to say there.
They got strip clubs in New York. What you mean?
It's too cold for strippers in New York. They ain't stripping. They ain't stripping all year round. They ain't stripping like they need to be stripping. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that they ain't walking around no minks, dropping minks off and sliding down a pole now. I ain't never been up there. I'm just saying. I just have. I know you from there. My bad.
I have relations there. I'm not from there, but I have relations.
My bad. You're right.
It's the city that never sleeps. If you don't think there's strip clubs in New York, nice quality strip clubs with good food in New York, I got something for you. I got something a little different to tell you.
I need to take a trip.
You got to take a trip. Yeah, take me with you. I will take you on a tour. They got nice strip club. I just heard, you know, I got cousins and uncles. I'm not saying from my experience. I'm just saying.
Because, you know, because down in that Houston area, they got that BYOB strip club. They do. Every time you can go in there and... I'm not saying I've been in there. Just saying from what I heard that you can come in with a cooler and they love you. But hold on. Can we get back to what we're talking about?
Right. John Morant. Do you think John Morant can get a signature sneaker?
John definitely deserves a signature sneaker. He should usher out these old old roster of players, which I mean. Don't get me wrong. LeBron had his time. KD had his time. But KD's you don't really care about anymore either. I mean, honestly, let's be truth be told. You don't care about LeBron recent signature shoes. And you don't really care about the current Giannis's. I mean, I actually think the Giannis that is out right now is the best Giannis that they've had so far. Yeah. But nobody cares about it. It's set. Like, even the Unos set for a couple days. Like, you could have went and got the Unos if you really wanted the Unos. I think there's even still one colorway on there on Nike's website as we speak. I think the yellow ones are still sitting there. PGs, like I said, nobody cares about. So, I mean, it's time to start refreshing your roster, Nike. So... Ja would definitely be the perfect guy to put in there as the face of your new roster. AJ, we'll move on to you.
I'm a big fan of Ja Morant in general, so I want him to have his own sneaker. But it's just like, what could Nike make now? Like, because I ain't gonna lie, that last Kyrie was terrible. And I wear all kind of shoes. Y'all know I really don't be bashing everything, but that Kyrie, I can understand why Kyrie was upset. That shoe was terrible. It might be a good basketball shoe, let me say that, but it's definitely not nothing else. Like, it's no lifestyle shoe. It's no everyday shoe. It's nothing that you're gonna rock on a daily. So I think it's just, I want Ja. I definitely want Ja to be the next face of Nike, I should say, because I feel long as that boy can stay healthy, I think he can definitely make some noise. And I just want to have come up with some good sneakers for him. Don't just throw anything together and be like, Ja, you're going to run with it. We're just going to hope for the best. His first run. Because I feel like PG first shoe was cool. And then like after that, they kind of was just like, nah, you know, we're just going to kind of just put some stuff together and, you know, hope for the best with you.
So they started relying on PlayStation too much.
Yeah, like that PlayStation thing was just not it for every shoe, right? They let that go. But, maybe PlayStation cutting a check for him. So I... You know, get your money, get paid, brother. I ain't mad at you about that. But yeah, Kyrie, go ahead, get on out of there. You need one of them overseas companies to go with Dwayne Wade company, whoever was making that man shoot it toward the end of his career. Yeah, Lanin, them and Clay and all them up in there. Go get some Under Armour or something, but all I care. I don't care. Just get out of Nike because you're making them bad. But I want, I'm all for Ja. When Ja drop a sneaker, I'm going to get it. I just hope it ain't terrible. Because I'm still going to support my man, Ja. You know, that's all I feel like. His Ja and his pops is just too cool. Like, I just feel like, I feel like if I had a son and he doing this thing, I'm courtside too. Courtside, my cup, my hand, my glasses on. Just like chilling. So that's my boy. I put that work in. Now I can sit back and enjoy it. Just let him do his thing. So let's go, Ja. I'm rooting for you. Get back healthy. Get your sneaker signature on. Let's get it going. Now, on a side note, so what's up? So y'all saw Luka got his signature sneaker with Jordan now. Mm-hmm. So you think I'm trying to figure out why Luka got his and Tatum ain't got one first. I just feel like Tatum should have got one first.
That's a fair assessment.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to go into. I think my five that I want, like, to get their sneaker line, their sneaker signet, well, we'll get a signature sneaker. You got LaMelo already with his line. Ja, Ja, we talked about that, getting a signature sneaker. I think Jason Tatum should get his under Jordan brand. I mean, they right. did they did it over Russell Westbrook, and those sneakers are trash.
Yes.
So I think Jordan brand needs to do a better job getting a sneaker, actual signature sneaker for their players instead of just putting them under the Jordan umbrella. Right. And I think Tatum, Luka, and I think my fifth one will be Devin Booker. I think Devin Booker needs his own line, on his own signature sneaker as well. And so I think Nike slash Jordan need to do a better job of implementing signature sneakers for these guys instead of just putting them under this umbrella. And so why not try stuff? I feel like, you know, they've kind of been lazy with that. I mean, like Giannis is, you know, to me, my opinion, Giannis is the best player on the planet. And so, you know, they should keep trying to get his sneaker, get his signature sneaker, but also get these young fellas. I think Tatum should have his own, especially if he does what he does against Milwaukee in game 7. He should get his own. And Luka, we already know what Luka is about. And so I think Booker's underrated, and he should get his own as well.
I feel like Booker's like just a quiet player. Like he's not, I don't think he's like a player that, like, you know, Booker. Let me not say you don't know who Devin Booker. But, like, you just, like, Booker's, like, real chill, like, real cool. Yeah. Like, he's just, like, he don't need nothing special. But it's, like, Jai, like, Jai's in your face. We see Jai. We Jai out here. It's, like, you see him. You see Tatum. Like, we see them out here. We see them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just, like, I think D. Book's just, he's just cool. Yeah, that boy just cool for it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to get these buckets. I'm going home. Yeah, that's all. I'm going to try these old schools. I'm going to wear these. I'm going to look like a real L.A. guy with his fashion, like. It don't need too much.
Okay.
Honestly, I think what Jordan brand needs to do, they need to quit releasing signature shoes. Like, all their signature shoes, trash. Okay. Every CP3 was trash. Yeah. Every Russell Westbrook, trash. That Luka, trash. What else is out there? Zion's trash.
I forgot about Zion. Yeah.
You gonna put Melo in there too?
Melo's was okay at the beginning, but then they became trash. So, I mean, there was a lot of garbage over there when they come out with signatures. What Jordan brand really needs to do, y'all come out with PEs for these guys, release the PEs to the public.
Mm-hmm.
People will buy those PEs. It's already proven that your retro line is going to sell. Just release the colorways that you've given to the players, and I bet you they'll sell.
Oh, yeah, they definitely will.
Like even the PE that they released recently of like the 36 that Tatum was wearing, like that all green and gold.
All green.
Yeah,
that mug was kind of fire. And I don't really like the 36 like that, but it's kind of fire. Mm-hmm. So it's like, just release the PEs. Quit trying to reinvent the wheel, Jordan brand. You know what works over there with y'all. Y'all new shit don't work. It don't.
Okay.
Y'all need to stick with 1 through 14 and do that.
Mm. Okay.
15 in there. Come on. Put
sprinkle 15. In a 15, sprinkle in a 20.
Hey, I do like the 20. Don't get me wrong. With the strap on, I remember the 20. Yeah, that was a good time.
A few of them Wizards lines there, you know,
I don't think you should have hooped in the 20. I think that was probably a terrible time of hooping. Like, that 20 was not a shooter hoop bid.
Bad idea.
Definitely 20 was a tribute sneaker is what it was. All that laser and stuff on the strap.
Yeah, the blazer. It's like it's like a high heel. You just strap it on the top. You got this big gap in the middle. Hey, you know, call it what it is, all right? You know, I didn't say it's like an actual, you know what, y'all, you just think about it all wrong, okay? Y'all know how that shoe look. Put the strap around your ankle. You got that big gap between the you know what, forget y'all. You know what, I bought me, so I don't care. Let me just say that.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Them 20s, I think, of stiletto pumps in the club. And so I'll just end it with that right there. We'll just end it right there. And so, that's a sneaker talk for us, the last segment. And so we'll just end it with the outro, end it with going away. And so definitely another episode down. Appreciate y'all listening and viewing, whether visually or listening to us with the ear wise. And so definitely follow us on Kick City on each and every platform that we have. And so I'll start off the platform with Marco, and Marco can go. Where can they find you and Kick City at, Marco?
Of course, you can find me personally on IG at MB The Remix. You can find me on Twitter at DAMB2 Experience, which, like I said, I'm probably going to change that to MB The Remix there too, just so I'm universal across all platforms. You can also find me on Facebook at just Mark Boyce on Facebook. And of course, you can find Kick City on IG at Kick_City913 and on Facebook at The Kick City Podcast on Facebook. And if y'all haven't voted already for the Kansas City People's Choice Awards, get on kcpcawards.com, scroll down to Best Podcast, and click Kick City. And then if you don't want to vote for anybody else, even though I advise you guys to do so, a shout out to Marcus Gladys for graphic designer. Shout out to 913 on the Dot for best promoter. Shout out to Rocky Mitchell for best female trainer. I'm sorry if I'm leaving people off. I'm just going off the top of the dome real quick. I've been drinking a little bit. So anyway, make sure y'all get out there and vote for y'all favorite people, especially us. We would appreciate it. We would like to take home an award. Matter of fact, next year we would like to get nominated for two categories since we're doing visual versions for y'all now too. But yeah, make sure that y'all get out there and vote. And that is it for me. AJ, where can they find you at?
Y'all know my slogan, y'all know about now. Make sure you tell a friend and tell a friend and tell another friend, and make sure you tell that friend and tell a friend. Make sure you follow us at Kick_City913 on the Instagram. You can follow me on my personal page at AJJ_Almighty. You know, leave a comment. You know, it don't hurt to share. It is free to share. Free 99. You share some of our stuff, we share some of your stuff. Everybody's sharing. They tell y'all as kids, sharing is caring. So let's do some sharing. Very important. Please vote. You know, hey, you got till the 24th of this month. Please vote. Kick City Best Podcast. I know it's a lot of other podcasts on there. We're not knocking nobody else's podcast. We want some love out here. You know, give us some love out here. So vote for your favorite people. Just vote for somebody on every category. Everybody, you know, just vote. You know, it don't hurt. It's free to vote too. Did y'all know that? It is free to click the link and go vote. It is free to hit submit. All this stuff I'm talking about is free. The only thing I'm gonna talk about is gonna cost you is Kick City t-shirt. Make sure you get you a shirt, you know. We still got some shirts out here. We got them, they think small through 2X. Get you a Kick City shirt. You know, and you buy, you know, multiple shirts, I'm sure the CEO will throw you a deal. But I'm just talking. I ain't gonna say he is a yet. I'm just putting it out there. So
we can consider it.
There we go. You see what I'm saying? Look what I done for y'all. You see, I'm trying to help out. So, you know, but make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all our social medias, everybody individual social media. Please tell us what you like. Please tell us what you don't like. We can always get better. I'm out. I'm done with my spiel.
I don't think I have too much to say after that. AJ didn't already killed it. I don't follow us. Follow us on City_Kick on Twitter, and we will leave y'all alone. Please vote for us, the best podcast. And so other than that, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, we are out like a light. We gone.
Kick City.